This conference is being recorded.
Hello and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy for the United States, the world, and you. This is Phoenix. You can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention today and every day is to transform consciousness in the United States, the world, and each of us for all things dealing with the economy and finance, and to do so under grace. And today we come together to open ourselves to divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, the true instruments of peace who we are. Before we start our meditation, I'd like to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, Messages from God, page 173. Detachment is the path of truth. Detachment is the path of truth. To know and follow God's direction for you takes an awareness and willingness to be detached. To be detached is to be impartial. Be the observer of people, events, and experiences. Detachment is letting go criticism and judgment for yourself and others. Only then can your quiet mind come through. When you quiet your mind, you can listen to the divine truth that resides there. It's always there. It's simply when we're detached, we can't hear it. We're caught up in other people's opinions about things. You know, things are rarely what they appear to be. Observe them as God does, simply with love. Ask inside, without concern for the answer, detachment. What is the truth of this situation? Listen for that gentle, fleeting answer inside. Look for symbolic answers from nature. All is well. You are safe. You are always guided. We'll keep the message about detachment and truth in mind as we begin our meditation now. I invite you to join me in breathing into your heart center. Simply breathing in pure divine love essence from the outside universe inside your internal universe. Now, ever so gently, breathing in and out, harmonizing every cell and atom of your being with the energy of the life force of the universe now. There you go, in and out. And with each breath, see and feel the breath traveling along the passageways of your internal universe, through every cell and atom of your being, through every channel, meridian, artery, vein, capillary. Pure love essence, allowing it to do its natural work. We are breathing in the energy of love, and love is permeating every cell and atom of your being simply as you breathe. And as it flows through the passageways of the universe, your universe inside knows exactly where to go. Love dissolves all attachments you have to other things, all judgments and criticisms. They get stuck like hard little crystals inside your body. And the breath of pure love simply is dissolving them back to the nothingness from where they came. Imagining all these little crystalline things like salts in your body simply dissolving with the energy of divine love touches it now. One by one, see them dissolve back into nothingness from where they came, under grace now. You know, those things you have strong feelings about, whether from the past or present, those things and beliefs that you have strong feelings about, money, is there enough? Will there be enough? Will I be safe? Am I protected? All those things. Am I good enough? What will they think? Simply breathe into them now. Those beliefs, long-held beliefs, you don't even know where they came from, really. You picked them up along the way and made them yours. They simply attached inside like Velcro. And now, with the pure energy of divine love, they simply dissolve. You heighten your awareness that they are there, so they may be treated, if you will, with the energy of divine love now. The knowingness that all is well, all has always been well. Anything you ever need is here for you now. You simply ask with a loving voice, a one who expects right answers. One is detached to whatever the answer is and follows faithfully the guidance inside. We're clearing all those passageways now. With your breath, simply breathing into your heart center, and your heart does the rest. Simple, what we came here to do, we're programmed for this. We're programmed to raise our consciousness, to be one with our true self. We can choose any path we want. And yet there is only one true path to true peace, harmony, and prosperity. The path of detachment that allows the voice inside, your higher self, your God self, the universal voice, the higher truth, to speak through you now. Simply letting go all those beliefs that crystallize into salts and sands inside of you, clogging up your clarity, it seems at times. Ruffling your feathers, it seems at times. Pushing your buttons, it may seem at times. Breathing in love, pure, pure love. Now, knowing that those were just learned things, all those beliefs are really judgments and criticisms. The pure child inside of you only knows love, knows that every moment she or he is protected and all is well. And you're simply protected because you're always given what you need to know. And at our core, we know we are one with the life force. And when we are detached to all that's happening on the external world, we don't pass judgment on it. We are always guided. We know intuitively exactly how to respond, where to go, what the answer is, what the truth is at every moment. For things never are as they appear to be when we look at them from our ego self. Things simply are. Breathing into your heart center, feel the love as it travels from your heart all the way down to your toes, through both feet now. Feel them come alive with this pure love essence, allowing you to stand tall, to stand strong, to show up, to move forward, and releasing any beliefs to the contrary. now under grace. Feel that strength through the power of love as it rushes from your heart, your thighs, to your knees, to your legs, to your ankles, to your feet, to your toes. Feel that inner strength, that knowingness that you are always guided on the right path now. Every step is a safe step. And if, by chance, you get caught up in the ego just for a moment, you think of something that takes you back or moves you to some other place of anticipation, and you seem to lose your balance, know in that moment you simply snap your fingers and come back to this place now. God's got your back. Your angels are protecting you. You are well. You are safe. You will be redirected on your higher path now, under grace. Allow that energy to flow consistently down from your heart all the way to your tippy toes. Allow it to build up and feel that strength inside. Feel that assuredness inside. That knowingness that all is well. You are a child of God, totally in communion with the higher truth now. And when you're ready, come back to your heart center. Continue to breathe there. And allow your breath now to reach out across your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your elbows, your lower arms, your hands, your fingertips, the palms of your hands. Feel the energy flow. The pure love energy, life force of the universe, through your breath, all the way to your fingertips, and feel them come alive. As if through the palms of your hand, you're releasing anything you've been holding on to for dear life. Because when we do that, we're attached to the results. We're really coming from fear. We're coming from a place that we may lose something and we don't have enough. Allow that belief of whatever it is to simply be released through the palms of your fingertips now. Under grace, with the knowingness that you always receive everything you need. All you do is reach out, open up, allow the voice inside to guide you exactly where to go, exactly how to respond, exactly who to connect with, exactly what to think and feel about anything, to be in the place of love, to give and receive love. Open your hands wide, open your palms wide, and see yourself as an instrument of peace, radiating like a radio tower, love, peace, harmony, prosperity now under grace. Excuse me. I suppose I spoke the truth. Feel that love flow through you now. Every cell and every being, from your heart center, across your chest and your arms, to your hands and your fingertips, you have released the attachments, the things you felt you had to have and need to have to be safe, the things you're afraid to lose, and received divine love. So now you may be tuned and attuned with love to give and receive love and really, really expand your receivingness. Full, limitless, infinite love in all its forms, now under grace. You are the receiver and you are the sender. Every thought is a thought of love. Every thought is knowing the higher truth For we are communed with the voice inside, the truth inside, the knowingness inside, that all is well, we are all one, we are all love. And whatever is appearing outside, you don't have to hold on to that from place of judgment, criticism, and concern. Open ourselves up to be pure vessels of peace. Reach out and receive the love, the brass ring that's there waiting for us now. Under grace. Reach out. Allow yourself to share from your heart center pure love. See all situations for the truth that they reveal, not as they appear, and send them love. Every person, every experience that you personally experience, or even indirectly, that you hear about and learn about in print or broadcast media, or from another, listen for the higher truth, not the appearance of truth. Allow God to be your reality check. That voice inside that can only come through from a detached mind. And now as you breathe into your heart center, allow it to flow up to your throat, into your head, to your eyes and your ears, and the top of your head, your crown chakra, where all your hair is. Allow yourself to listen from a higher place, to see through the eyes of love, to speak the voice of love, to process as an observer, as if you are the God who you are inside, knowing I am that I am, I am that I am. And when you are in this place, you are listening to your higher self, your God self. You may call it a gut feeling, your intuition, the life force, the voice of the universe, that still, quiet, gentle, loving voice, the pure voice. Speak, observe, listen, and see from this higher place. Whatever is happening from the outside world, process it from your inner world, not from what others say. Listen inside. Know the truth. Take your higher path now. Under grace, all is well. All always is well when you commune, when you allow yourself to be one with your true self, the God self who you are, the child of God who you are. Breathe into your heart center, knowing this truth, knowing each of these truths, that every moment when we are the observer, instead of reacting to life, we pause, listen inside, and then take our right action. Perhaps you'll be told stuff early on, before there's anything outside for you to react to or respond to. Listen inside. Trust that voice. Follow the action. That is your right path. We've all been given free will, meaning we have the path. We have the choice to choose many paths. The higher path is from the voice inside. It is not from any other voice. You may even hear other voices inside of you. Learn to discern your higher self voice, your God self voice, from all the other learned voices. You'll know. Give yourself permission to practice discernment, to listen for the voice of love, the gentle, sweet, constant voice of love. discern the voices of judgment and criticism from your true self. Simply say thank you and let them go. Disengage, be detached to whatever they may say. And you will consistently choose to be the child of God who you are. You will find you will feel safer, secure, peace, harmony, and discover prosperity inside and outside of you with every step, with every reaching, with every thought, word, sight, listening. Every part of you will respond from love. I bless you and thank you for being the instruments of peace who you are. Come back into your heart center. Feel that radiating peace inside. Bless yourself for choosing to be the instrument of peace who you are. Thank yourself for responding to this higher voice inside, the voice that consistently will lead you and does lead you to the path of peace, harmony, and prosperity inside and out. Knowing that as you become more and more clear of your destiny, a child of God, recipient of peace, harmony, and prosperity, the more you radiate that out, and everyone in your circle, across the globe, people you do not even know, everything and every person you think of is touched with your energy now. Breathe into your heart center this pure awareness, the powerful being who you are, who each of us is. And when you're ready, simply come back to awareness. First, before you open your eyes, kind of wiggle your fingers and your toes, maybe move your body, sway it back and forth, and ever so gently, open your eyes. And repeat with me. Om, 3 times. Om.
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 Om. All is well. God bless. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you.